I will, there are two or three.
Oh, thank you.
New people here. So just by way of background, if you don't mind, I hope you'll forgive me, those who were here 2 weeks ago. I'll just present the background for the issue that I wanted to discuss tonight. The Mishnah writes on page number one, it's a Mishnah in Gittin and Daf Tet. The Mishnah says that Eilu Dvarim Amru B'nei Darkei Shalom. Chazal were, they made a takona. The enactment was that there's going to be a seder to how we're going to read the Torah. Namely, Kohen Kohen Rishon, Yaakov Levi, Yaakov Yisrael. This is a seder we're very familiar with. And the reason the Mishnah says in the Darkei Shalom, Rashi here right away, underline the Rashi. Rashi says, Ki heichid l'olesi b'intzuyim. We're trying to avoid any kind of machloket. We're trying to avoid any kind of rivalry or any kind of rancor in the context of the shul. We have enough. And so we're trying to even lower it or dampen it somewhat. I'm just, if you will, tekinu le'abonon ha'sidra. So now we have a seder. And the kevim takam to the abonon he, sula matzilu l'shnuyi l'meyma anok karin b'reisha. No one's going to go ahead and claim to have first dibs on reading the Torah, but rather they'll follow the takon of Chazal. The Gemara right away here, in the context, on the page number two, the Gemara presents four different rationales for this halacha. The Gemara actually quotes four psukim. The first pasuk the Gemara quotes is a pasuk in Dvarim. These psukim are found here on the Xerox sheets as well. If you will see on page 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, I more or less Xerox the relevant psukim. But the first pasuk the Gemara quotes is the pasuk in Dvarim that Vayichta Moshe Tatar Azos Vayitna Alakon Ibn Levi. This is at the end of Sefer Dvarim. And this pasuk actually seems to be a specific din that relates to Limud HaTorah. There's an obligation upon Kohen and Levim to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. So here the order mentioned the pasuk is HaKohen Ibn Levi, and the Gemara assumes that the intent of this pasuk is Kohen Beresha Vahad Levi. The second source that the Gemara cites of Yitzhak Napta quotes a pasuk that seemingly is not connected. This pasuk is found in the next pasuk in the context of Egla Rufa, the pasuk at the end of Shoftim. But the Torah says, V'nikshu HaKohen Ibn Levi, and there it mentions, Kivon Bocha Hashem Al Kecha V'sharso, Ulevarech V'shem Hashem, V'al P'em Yia Kol Riv V'chol Noga. So that pasuk, by the way, clearly defines the roles of Kohanim. It mentions L'sharso, that they do the Avodah the Beis HaMikdash, and then it also mentions Ulevarech V'shem Hashem, referring to Birchat Kohanim, and then V'al P'em Yia Kol Riv V'chol Noga refers to Riv, again refers to Choshe Mishpat. They are Dayanim. I mentioned actually in the context of discussing this because as I posed the question 2 weeks ago, what does this have to do with the issue that right now we are discussing? We're discussing the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, first Kohen followed by Levi. It's true, the Pasuk says, V'nikshu HaKohen Ibnei Levi. Very nice. But there's no connection. Harav Yaakov Shlita, Ani Chozer B'Sikum, Ani Misakim HaShamad Lefei Shvuayim, Kidei Sheniknes La'inyan הנוכחי, וזה הכל זה בגלל, קודם כל שיש כמה פנים חדשות שבאו לכאן, וחוץ מזה אני שמעתי מכבודו כמה פנים שעל החשיבות של לסכם דברים ונעשה את זה גם כן בסוף השיעור בלי נדר, אם אני לא אשכח בגלל שבדרך כלל עקב ריתכו דרייתא שפעמים נמצאת אצלי אז אני שוכח, אז אני מתנצל וגם כן מבקש סליחה מכבודו I don't know about the Chas V'Shalom part, that was just like a little banter in Hebrew. I do that from time to time, so I should forget that I also have a connection to Lashon HaKodesh. This morning, if you notice, I spoke about the Chashivut of Lashon HaKodesh. Dapkin Ramat B'Chemesh, that's where I spoke about it. And the whole Shia was devoted to that issue. Yigar Sardusa, Galei, even though they spoke to each other, Lavan spoke to Yaakov in Aramaic, and undoubtedly Bilam and the like, they spoke in Moabit. And Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Paro in Egyptian, that we know from the fact that Paro did not know Hebrew, and that we know from Arashi, also Gemara Tzeka. There are a number of interesting proofs to that. Yosef, correct, thank you. But I noted that the Chashiva, the Lashon HaKodesh, is absolutely something which is to be accentuated, and I didn't bring enough proofs because already I was over in Baltesis a few times over. The fellow who's directly involved, whom you know, he told me when, after all the beautiful davening that we had with Bar Mitzvah this morning, he told me I have minus 5 minutes to speak. So whenever you tell me that, then the psychology goes, of course, in the reverse direction. And what can we do? He would have been better off had he not said anything. And then it would have been in order. But once you do that, anyway, so I continued to talk about a machlok the Rambam and Ramban why it's Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh. And also, the Rambam has a statement in Pirkei Avos, a very fascinating statement. He calls, sometimes people think, okay, I'll speak Lashon HaKodesh, and I can then say anything. That's a matir to say things that are inappropriate, that are even, shall we say, not just inappropriate, but even are relate to things that are involve cursing and who knows what. As long as I say Lashon HaKodesh, it's the matir. Chas v'sholom, I'm called that sichlut gemura. And I indicated that it's clear that even though Rabbi Shmuel lived in Bavo, there are great tzaddikim and great Talmudic scholars, and if someone asks himself, Misha Mdaber Lashon HaKodesh, but he speaks inappropriate things, so that clearly is less than Rabbi Shmuel living in Bavo. I just gave you a precis of what I spoke about this morning of Hashivush Lashon HaKodesh. I was trying to get a message, of course, to the denizens of Ramat Beshem, but also it's important that we know Lashon HaKodesh. One of the things I'll mention, if you don't mind, it's a very chashuv guest. They were, Baruch Hashem came for Bar Mitzvah, of a grandson, of Mishpacha, and Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Feinberg, Rabbi Feinberg, who comes here all the time. Yeah. So in the context of that, one of the pluses of living in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not saying there aren't difficulties. Don't. I'm not someone living in rose-colored glasses. I am fully aware of what is happening. Is that here you have young men, I'm in yeshiva with young men 18, 19, 20, and they have a lot of difficulty with the Hebrew language because they weren't, unfortunately, given the proper skills. It's not their fault. I don't blame them. But those who have the skills in Hebrew language are much easier to learn Chumash and Tanakh and Gemara. They have a head start. So that's all I'm indicating. That's one of the thousand reasons I made Aliyah, was in order to provide myself and my children, and myself as well with the kind of head start that's about as concerned. Okay, the second passage the Gemara quoted here was from Shoftim, from the Parsha of Egla Rufa, which has no connection, offhand. So I mentioned last week that, and this, Arav Soloveitchik Zatzal addressed this issue, and he pointed out that there is a connection. He pointed out a number of times, he said that if you take a look carefully at what the major function of Sheva Levi is, and that's mentioned in Pesukim and Dvarim, here we quote the Pesukim actually, they found here, you, namely when the Torah gives a bracha, when Sheva Levi is given a bracha, so there it mentions... No. It says the following: Yoru mishpatecha liYaakov, misarasa liYisrael. That's the first function. Hora, they have to teach. And then it says secondarily, Yasim of Torah v'apecha v'chalei amizrecha. The avoda and the besamigdash that they did, namely they were the mishorim and the shoarim. So that avoda is secondary to the primary function of Leviim, which is to teach Torah to call yourself. So that is also found here in a number of Rambams. I referred to these Rambams 2 weeks ago. One, the Rambam is found over here. Take a look on page 21. Here, the Rambam of the Sanhedrin in the second parak. Rambam tells you, "Umitzvah liyot the Sanhedrin gedola kohen leviim." It's a mitzvah that the Sanhedrin should also be constituted of kohen leviim. And the Rambam calls psukim uvasa el kohen leviim. So apparently, this seems to be the connection. That's what our salvation thought. This is the connection to this set of psukim over here that the Gemara quotes on page number 2. Yeah, take a moment, Thomas. Thank you. I'm just reviewing a little bit, so it's all. You, everything is with you, but anyway, so this is the second pasuk the Gemara quotes. The Gemara then quoted the third pasuk, which also I discussed 2 weeks ago, and this pasuk tells us about what exactly is the obligation vis-a-vis Kohanim in terms of Klal Yisrael, that we have to honor them. The pasuk says in Divrei Aaron, B'nei Amram, Aaron and Moshe, I'm on page 2, V'yibadel Aaron v'akishu kodesh kadoshim, the obligation to set them aside. They are to be muvdalim, they're to be mufrashim, they're set aside. And we have to, and again, this idea of Havdalah, I'm not going to just reiterate what I said, because I asked the question and I resolved it, and I resolved it by discussing this possibly. But the idea of Havdalah, I gave an example, which I think is a good mashal, of Yanni Udati, that this also I heard from our Soloveitchik a number of times, that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about three different types of clothing that we wear. We have Bigdei Chol, then we have also Bigdei Chag, Bigdei Yomtiv, the Haraya, the Meshavura, quotes in the Magad Avraham, it says Rosh Hashanah, their big dechag was silk cloth. They used to wear silk garments, but not Rosh Hashanah because of the Midas Adin, Shesharet, and therefore it would not be appropriate to approach Hashem with that kind of, apparently, a certain kind of gava, certain kind of pride, and even perhaps haughtiness with the silk garments. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, one should tone down the begun that one wears. And then with their big day Shabbat, the Gemara says in Kel Kitzvei, it's called Shulchan Aruch as well, that if a person only has one toga, that's what they used to wear. So what do? You turn it inside out. And as you're supposed to wear on Shabbos, begadim that are muvdalim, miyate miachol, that are different than the begadim I wear in the course of the week. So here also, When it comes to Kohanim and Levim, you don't find, for example, the din that you apply to a Rebbe, that you have Mishnayis and Bamatzia, and you have many Gemaras about, again, there's an obligation, just like you have cover for your parents, you have cover also for a Rebbe. You don't find such a din by Kohanim. Such a din is not found. Apparently, the halach is different when it comes to Kohanim. For example, Avedas Ovi Vavedas Rabbo, Mishnah Bamatzia, it's a Machabish Chonor, it's a Ramban. You first give, you find the Aveda of your Rebbe, and then you return it to your Rebbe. That takes, there's no Stalacha by Kohanim. We don't receive such a din by Kohanim. It's a different kind of Halacha. Seems to be a din in Havdalah. That seems to be the Halacha that's being mentioned over here. Okay, so I did summarize all the elements, but some of the elements I did summarize, and now I want to go on to another issue, which is the fourth Makar that the Gemara quotes over here, which is has its own problematica, and that's what I want to discuss. I will mention one last thing, is that the Rambam on page 31 of this of these Xerox pages in Pirsha Mishnah, so the Rambam quotes this din, this Mishnah of Dr. Shalom. First, he has a very elaborate introduction, which is really unusual for the Rambam. I would say it's almost extraordinary for the Rambam. Although you might argue Pirsha Mishnah is different than Mishnah Torah, Rav Soloveitchik felt you could not make diyukim in Pirsha Mishnah is to make a Mishnah Torah for obvious reasons. It was written in Arabic. It was not written in Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore it was translated, so clearly we cannot do the same. By the way, this is also what I did not mention this morning, but I think it's important. If you want to make diukim, you can only do so in Lashon HaKodesh. You can't make diukim in the English art scroll. As sophisticated as it may be, but those diukim don't have the same value as diukim, obviously. So you want to say the Hebrew art scroll, so that already, Yeshu Zed Yavtel Makom, the Fiyan Yavtadi, even though I'm talking about Diukim in Lashon of Chazal, that's what we're discussing. So that's where you make the Diukim. So the Rambam goes out of his way here to issue a kind of major pronouncement on page 31, lower right hand corner. What?
31.
Lower right hand corner. Right. On the last Mishnah, he tells you that this concept that's mentioned in the Mishnah, that a coin takes precedence, and whether he's a Talmud Chacham or an Amoraim, ain't no shorish b'Torah klal. He tells you there's no bucker for this. He's commenting on this Mishnah that tells you about the din of Kohen Levi Yisrael, about that Seder. He tells you there's no, it's not mentioned in Shas, and that's not what the Mishnah had in mind. And Bani Nifla Haflova Fela Me'arei Galut Shenogim B'Zeh Minog, and people somehow follow this Minog. I'm astounded by what they do, and these are people who are generally healthy. Healthy means healthy intellectually, healthy in terms of how they view things, and on and on and on. At the end of the Seder, what does Rambam say? What does Rambam basically rejects all the first three Psukim, and the only one that he accepts is one Pasuk, the Kiddushah. That's the pasuk the Rambam accepts. That pasuk, the pasuk that the Rambam quotes also in Sefer Mitzvot, which is found on page number 26. So here on 26, the Rambam quotes this pasuk. I mean, that's what I'm going to discuss tonight. The pasuk says the following: "Mikidashto kied lechem elokechahu makriv." This is in the context of the Torah tells us how one has to treat the Kohen. Look at 26. Mitzvah lamibet in Sefer Mitzvot. And I'm going to read part of it, but I'm just using it in order to cite the pasuk. The Torah says Vikidashto. The Gemara here on page number 2, the Gemara interprets that pasuk Vikidashto in a number of different ways. The Gemara says that number 1, Bechol Dav Shebikdusha, Liftoach Rishon. Rashi explains, if you have Bechol Dvar Kavod, whether Ben B'Torah, Ben B'Yeshiva, Hu Yidaber B'Rosh. He's the first speaker. I saw this, by the way, when Gedolei Yisrael got together, a number of times I saw even one of the Rosh Yeshiva that I was offered to know.
What?
In the Rav. That's right. I saw it myself. I saw it with Kohanim. There was a Rav in the Bronx, Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen Meskin. He was a great Torah giant. And when he was in the context of Rav Moshe and others, and Rav Soloveitchik, he spoke first because he's a Kohen. And they are, one is a Levi, one is Yisrael. Rav Moshe was a Yisrael, and the Rav was a Levi. So they were makbid that he should speak first based on this halacha of the Kiddush. I saw it myself, halacha of the Maisa. Anyway, continuing, the Gemara gives other examples, Levarach Rishon, that we know. That is, of course, in the Zimun, the benching, and then Litom on the upper Rishon. That's something of Machlokes Rishon, what that means, whether it's Lachat Haponim or some other thing as Rashi interprets, but that's not my main point. My main point is you have a Pasuk, the Kiddushah, the Ram here on page 26, the Ram actually quotes this Pasuk and cites this as being the Makor for putting Kohanim on a pedestal, if I can use such a language, essentially elevating them, and good. So that is one very significant pasuk. Now I mentioned that it happens to be that the Rambam ultimately, on the page 31 again, the Rambam indicates to us that this is the makar for the dinim that I found in our Mishnah. But then the Rambam, of course, adds, and this is what we spoke about there 2 weeks ago as well, and the question is, this is up against the Mishnah in Hurrius. The Mishnah Hu just tells us that Mamzer Talmud Chacham couldn't go Lam Aretz. And the Rambam is absolutely, to a certain extent, he doesn't know what do we do with that Mishnah. That Mishnah clearly runs counter to this entire discussion. And so the Rambam says it's clear that that Mishnah resolves the matter for us. Namely, a Talmud Chacham takes precedence. Now the only question is, what level Talmud Chacham, what are we talking about? And that's what the Gemara here also, again, we referred to this 2 weeks ago. The Gemara has both in Gittin and also in Megillah. The Gemara actually points this out on page number 2, if you recall. Those who are here, this is in the first set of wide lines, 2 lines above that. The Gemara said that Rav Huna kari b'kani b'shabbos yom tovim, that somehow he trumped the kohanim on Shabbos yom tov. Shiny Rav Huna diafilu Rav Ami Rav Asi kani chshiv eretz yisrael make of avakayfilei. They were kofuf to him. They were subordinate to this individual. He was the Gal Hadar, apparently. And as a result, he was able to take precedence over them as far as the Aliyos are concerned. That's what the Gemara here indicates. And the Rambam, again, is also quite aware of this Gemara, which is found here in the Megillah. The Rambam refers to it. But as I said, this is the subject of a massive... Oh, there's another set over here. Rabbi Bronfeld. Thank you. So I want to just now, after this, discuss now the issue of the Kiddushto, which of course I mentioned also that there's a text in Chulin on that Pezayim and Aleph. I think I Xerox that text is here also somewhere, that he claims that the this pasuk is an Asmachta Balma. And the truth of the matter is, when you those of us who are familiar with Asmachta, it is Asmachta Balma in Shum Sofek, because the pasuk says the Kiddushto ki Aslachem Alokecha Umakir. Torah doesn't really in any way delineate how this Kedusha is to be expressed, how it's to be manifest. It's not any, no, it's on page number, huh? 25. Page 25, Tosis over there writes, the last line of the text is on page 25. This Gemara here, discussion about if I steal your mitzvah. So the question is, what do I do in terms of paying, compensating you for stealing the mitzvah? But at the end, Tosis refers to this, the Kiddushto. And he writes the bottom line, I have all 3 lines. The Torah Rishon, the Torah Rishon Asmachtei. He claims it's Asmachtei Balma, because the Torah does not really, as I say, delineate down to the minutia, down to the detail, what's involved in this. And even though they would seem to be a Das Yochid, because the Rambam obviously does not interpret it that way, the Rambam said on page 31 that this is a Din Min HaTorah. And it means Min HaTorah and Haraya, that we also have the other halacha that I mentioned here in the Gemara that we actually do practice. But whatever the case is, this Kiddushto is the critical pasuk that the Rambam is completely establishing himself based on the Kiddushto. So now I want to discuss this halacha, and I added over here to the end of this little...
Maybe is this source from the Rav who was not a Kohen getting...
No, that's the issue of the Spada Chavila. We'll get to that. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. Maybe yes, maybe no. The Gemara says that the main Kohen is Spada Chavila. Rashi has 2 opinions. You can see that right over here.
No,
on
you
page.
Quoted the Gemara that said... That
no, but look at page number 2. Page number 2 of this handout. So this is a... this is found... the Gemara on the first wide line. Amar Abaye. You see where the little... Uh-huh. I don't know if you can see the... Amar Abaye Naktinon. We have a Kabbalah. Ancient coin. Nidpada Chavila. This is a very striking expression, which lady. Also I want to talk about, but probably not this evening. Rashi says, Ancient Kohen did Prada Chavila, Nitzak HaKesher, Ibeid HaLevi Eskevodo, Vishil Chavilato HaNifredet. Wow, what a statement. Almost as if the Levi is completely contingent or dependent upon the Kohen. It's his status, even though he has a status, but that status is largely, completely, or not largely, but completely perhaps even dependent upon the Kohen. And therefore, if the Kohen is not available, Eilu Kohen Klal. First opinion, he's no longer, he's completely... not in the picture. However, that's one shot. Then Rashi quotes from another Rebbe of his that Rav Amram Avul Mitalmida Modi Rav Yitzchak Alevi Shein Seder LeDover. Now, once the coin is not in the picture, now there is no longer any Seder. LaHakdim Levi Yisrael Misha Yitzchak Yakdim. So Asalashi always took the Aliyah. Whenever there was no coin, so he took the Aliyah of Levi. That's what I saw.
Because of Tav Chacham, because he was.
So I would eventually say that probably the Tav. What?
He saw God.
You
saw
got
a
Rishon
and he took a
lady. No. He took the first Aliyah.
There was no coin there.
No coin. There's no coin. He took the
Aliyah. They
called him. They called him.
Because he was the Talmud.
The lady,
okay, I have to discuss, because that's a separate parsha now that I will I hope maybe get to it, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Because he helped that Levi should come.
I'm not discussing what are the 2 days in Rashi. What's the machlokes? And I'm going to discuss that also. What's the husband machlokes? But okay, I just want to get on the Kiddush Olos. I'm going to be completely
as a Levi.
There's another Levi here too. There's more than one Levi here. Okay. This is not chashuv. I want to go the Kiddush. So now the issue of the Kiddush. So we saw the Mishnah and we saw the Gemara, and now I want to show you on this. The last three pages of this handout, I hope all of you have it. Uh-huh. I myself don't have it, but anyway.
There's another one.
Oh, very good. May I take it in a second?
This one?
The last three pages are not marked. No, no, no. Two of them are the Grizz,
yeah.
And then the one before has a lot of cut and paste jobs, which I do all the time. I'm not a computer person, I apologize to you for my whatever. There's a famous Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham at the bottom of the page. Has a comment, and this is going on a dinner Shulchan Aruch, which is pretty well known. But the Magen Avraham discusses the question of calling a kohen under bar mitzvah, a kohen kohen the kriyas haTorah. Can I call a kohen as a kohen the kriyas haTorah? So I want to point out something, but just by way of hakdama, miikra din, those who know the Sephardic world, they have no problem with any of this. They call Ketanim left and right, not just at Simchas Torah, where Ashkenazim, Sephardim, where Ashkenazim, that's another question. Korum, even for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I heard Rabbi Levinsohn, I asked him at Simchas Torah, what should I do regarding Ketanim? So just this past Simchas Torah, I generally try to be makvin on a Ketanim who has some awareness of what Kriyas HaTorah is all about, as opposed to calling Tinog Shabbos Rabbah, namely...
5 year old.
Not even five. They want to give aliyahs to 2 year old children. But they say it's almost like they're our salvation. Don't take this analogy literally. He was very opposed to what is popular in synagogues in America. Very, very popular. They had 3, 4, 5 year old children who sing Anu Zemiro. The Rav could understand. The minigagua is to sing Anu Zemiro either once a year on Leil Yom Kippurim. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing like that. That's what I did in BMTL. That's what I do in my present shul as well. But many have the practice of giving every Shabbos, they say, Adam Zemiro. There's recently one of the Rosh Hashiva YU wrote a beautiful sefer about Adam Zemiro. Matter of fact, I helped him because he wanted to get a haskama from Rabbi Levinsohn. Only he knows about all these things that are out of the box. And so he can't get a haskama from Rabbi Levinsohn. It's hard to get a haskama from him these days. He feels he's older, this, that, but somehow he never turns me down. Anyway, so I got him, Rabbi Levinsohn told him, and me together, that I'll read it for 5 minutes and we'll see what the story is. So then he started reading it and he got interested, and after about 2-3 hours later, he wrote Haskama. Anyway, very beautiful Haskama. So there he discussed this question, what the Minigagor is. But the way our Salvation understood the Minigagor is to say Leil Yom Kippurim, because then we say all the Shira Yichud, and that's the time which is the Yom Kippur is the day of Shira. That's what the Rav held, a day of Shira. If you look at most of the Pita of Yom Kippur, it's Shira. Matter of fact, the Ramban, he used to cite the Ramban. Ramban writes in Chumash and in the Drasha, that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Din Berachamim, and Yom Kippur is Yom Rachamim. There are elements of Din, an overlay of Din here and there, but most of the Piyutim, I also heard from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal a number of times that it's the day of Shira. Many of the Piyutim and Yom Kippur are much more Shira-oriented, I can't discuss that right now, than the shall we say on Rosh Hashanah. The Kitz and Nimrods, the Rav couldn't understand, we're involved in the sublime of Shirim, and who's saying it? Some tat. Some little tat, who doesn't have a clue, but it's cute. So somehow, because it's cute, therefore that gives him somehow, don't take it the wrong way. I don't know what they do over there with you. Don't misunderstand me. No, not just you, Dr. Vlog. I'm talking to some guests over here from Spring Valley. Whatever the case may be, he felt it was inappropriate. It should be said by someone who has the most profound understanding of what it means to be connected to Hashem Yisbarach, Kach Shemati, from the Rav a number of times. Okay, so back here. The question of a kohen getting kriyas haTorah, a kohen. So the Magen Avraham has a chiddush on the bottom. I'm not going to read it because I'm not sure I have enough time. So the Magen Avraham says, based on the pasuk, the kidashto, kied lechem alokecha u'makriv. Obviously, he can't be makriv, lechem alokecha. A kohen cannot be involved in the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. He's lab bar avoda. That's what the Magen Avraham writes here on the bottom. You see where it says, I circled the vav lamin nun, v'li nira. The mitzvah said, the kidashto lo nemer al kohen katan, doksiv ki et lechem alokecha u'makriv, v'katan la bar avoda hu. That's the practice to call cotton from after, namely not in the Shiva Kruin, not in the seven major Kriyot that we have. And then he quotes the Rivosh and the name of Rashi, that where it says in the Gemara Hakol Olin, namely Shiva, Dafka Lamaftir. And then he more or less he indicates that The minhag is not to call a kohen. I think that's the minhag. Now the problem with this Magen Avraham is this Magen Avraham became the subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim, and I'll just show you the difficulty they have. This is Rabbi Kivega and Mechaslinov. It's a famous discussion that is had by many because of page 26.
On page 26. Could the kohen be makriv before age 20?
What?
Could the kohen be makriv before age 20?
Why not?
Yeah.
Of course it can.
Pirkei Kuna.
Okay, they were, the question was involved in the Avoda, and also big discussion what exactly what age they were, those Pirkei Kuna. But anyway, here, there's a, the Rambam, I'm going to read this Rambam carefully, and you'll be able to tell me what you think. The Rambam writes in Tevah Mitzvahs.
What page?
26, I'm sorry. Page 26. That Mitzvah that we mentioned, we started mentioning it, on the Mitzvah on the bed. He says, V'hishe tzivonu, l'chabeg zera aron, and that's how I think Rav Soloveitchik understood. I didn't hear him discuss this Rambam per se. He said in other contexts, and I mentioned earlier, when the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Divayomim, that they have to be moved dalim, that a Kohen has to be set apart. There's even a din, for example, Rashi quotes in Masechus Tainis, Rashi quotes that, Gadleil Mishalechav, he has to be wealthy. In order for a Kohen to be the Kohen Gadol, he has to be wealthy, so you have to... Correct. Kabdeil, that's right. Gadleil Mishalechav, and you have to literally
you make him, so.
Give him the ability to have that kind of wealth, etc., etc. Anyway, so here the Rambam, when he defines actually the mitzvah, he says, "Hit shetivano lechabei zera aron lefarom ulenasam," means to raise them and elevate them. "V'shanasim madrigasim madrigo kodemet v'rishona." They should be number one, and then "Vafilu yamanu lo nishma mehem." That's an important line. The Rambam says, even if they refuse, that you should not. That's right. There's no mechila. Lo nishma mehem. They can't be mechila. They're not allowed to be mechila. This is a subject. A lot of discussion in a few moments.
Appear in the Gemara with Nasi Melech.
Correct, that's right, correct. That the Gemara says that, I'm going to get to that a little bit later, because the Gemara is Mechalik, what Yaakov says in terms of the Gemara of Dushim. The Gemara is Mechalik between the Melech and a Rebbe, that then is a Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machul, Melech Shemachal Kvodo, and Kvodo Machul. That's what we're passing. Som Tassim Alecha Melech, Shetei Maso Alecha. There's no Mechilo when it comes to a Melech, Hashenke and a Rebbe can be Mechal. And the Rambam says here, a Kohen cannot be Mechal. Afil Yimanu, Lo Nishma Meh. By the way, this language is also relevant because we mentioned, I guess we didn't repeat, although I meant to, but okay, on page number 30, if I can just interrupt this, reading the Rambam for a second more, on page 30, the Rambam there, this is also a Gemara, which is basically based on the Kiddushin. Let's say a Kohen marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry. Meaning the Pasuk says, Isha, Zona v'chalola yikachu, Isha gusha v'ishalola yikachu, kikachu shula l'kach. So the din is, the Gemara says, v'kiddushin, bal korcho. That we, against his wishes, Rashi comments over there very clearly. Rashi over there, Yomis. Rashi says, "I'm not the Rashi, but if you look at the lashon, Dalud Pei Nun Vav." So to him, the fanot that Rashi says, "Hakeyu the Katsho Bal Kochon." He's supposed to be Mekash the Kohen Bal Kochon. The Gemara explains the details of this. But we're talking about a Kohen who marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry, and therefore you have to basically undo that marriage. You have to negate it and completely stop it. Thwart it in its footsteps. Anyway, I'm just mentioning that because the Gemara learns that out from the Kiddushin. Now back on page 36 again. So here the Rambam is defining what exactly what you have to do vis-a-vis a Kohen. We have to elevate them and give them the stature that they're deserving of. And he says they cannot be mochel. We don't listen to a Kohen who says I'm mochel. And he writes, Zekula Hagdula Lekel Yitale. Basically, what are we doing? We're in effect honoring Hashem. Achashehu Lekacham Uvacharam. Hashem was the one who chose them for the avoda. Ulakri kavanosa. Now, so as you always commented on the fact that we're very into this, the Gemara calls it amot lita, this tripartite kind of kedusha, and we have to hold on to that for dear life. I mean, he was very into that, and he pointed this out in a number of contexts. Especially, there is some truth to the fact that it was an attempt to almost not eliminate it because people don't understand. This sounds a little bit xenophobic and perhaps even racist. If you will, and today we're living in a generation which is wow, sensitive, beyond sensitive to all these kind of issues. And there have been many efforts to essentially unseat and eliminate and totally, as far as people are concerned, they find this to be, there's no greater racist doctrine than the fact that Cohen somehow is on a higher level than I am. How's that possible? Okay, it relates to many other issues, which is not my, I don't want to get involved. I'm trying to be purely halakhic and keep on that track, if you don't mind. The Rav tells you, that we see from that pasuk, ki aslachem alokechu umakri, v'bo apirish v'chidashto l'chadom shebikdusha. L'toach rishon is quoting Agumar, l'varach rishon, l'tomam yafir rishon, and then quotes l'shon sifrei v'chidashto alkorcho, lomar ki zet tzivui nistavim bo ve'eno b'bchirat ha-kohen. Again, he repeats it, a second time. It's not up to him. It's not his choice. It's not in his hands.
He can't renounce his kohuna.
That would be many jokes about that. Son of kohuna and all that. Obviously, he cannot do so. V'chein amru.
It means you have to give. You're going to do Rav Sain the Varech, and he said, "Can you do?" He asked the kohen to do it, and he says, "No, I don't want to do it." And you have to force him to do it.
Okay, so that is the question. Halacha, but the pashis that he cannot be mechel. That's a simple. There's a little discussion about what you raised, which I'm not getting into right now. What's very fascinating is that the Rambam goes on, and he's very. The Rambam here is a bit too lengthy. A bit too prolix. It's very disturbing. Whenever Rambam becomes prolix, then we have trouble. Like every opportunity that Rambam gets to tell you this, he once again, what's very fascinating, of course, is generally the Torah could have said, v'kidashto, and that's it. What does the Torah have to go now? Ki alechem elokechu umakir, kadosh yeloch, ki kadosh ani Hashem kadosh. By the way, all those ideas are embedded in this Rambam. He tells you that, he says, ki kadosh, why is it, Kadosh Yelach, why is he Kadosh? Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Rambam said that. Then he also mentioned the first part. V'kidashto ki alechem elokecha. He tells you, Hashem chose him, la'avodaso u'lachru kavanoso. That's also found. Now the Rambam comes and goes to the end of the pasuk. Because the Torah goes on, it doesn't only say, ki alechem elokecha u'maki kadosh yelach, ki kadosh Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. But then it tells you about Basi Shkoyen, all the other halachas. But then it says, at that, a little bit later, Kadosh Yimil Elohim, v'lo yichalu Shem Elohim, ki es ishe Hashem, why is the Torah so repetitive? And it seems to be repetitive. It already said it earlier. What is being added by this additional statement? Namely, Kadosh Yimil Elohim, V'lo Yichalu Shem Elohim, Ki Es Ishe Hashem. We just said that. Lechem Elohim, Hu Makrim, V'lo Yikodesh. So how does the Rambam interpret that? The first part, the Torah is saying, Hashem chosen to be Makrim Kavanos. Now he's saying, Kadosh Yimil Al Korchav. The Rambam takes that pasuk and interprets it as well. By the way, our Soleil was very into the idea, and I think it's almost elementary, but not everyone agrees with this, that the Rambam was not just a posek. The Rambam was a parshan. The Rambam was someone who said shat in sugas and shas. We see it all the time. Anyone who learns Rambam carefully, you see that the Rambam interpreted gemaras. Like Rishonim, the way Rishonim interpreted gemaras, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban. The Rambam was certainly of that level, and that's what he does. And that's what he did. He's taking psukim here and interpreting them. Further, lo yu kodesh, the Rambam says, the additional part, ki es ishe Hashem lech alonein hei makim lo yu kodesh, the Rabbi Balimumin, here the Rambam has a statement, a Balmum, even though he's a Kohen Balmum, but still he has a status as a Kohen, he retains that status, of course he won't be able to be Makris. So the Rambam tells you, he disabuses you of a notion that you might negate him from the Gehuna. So the Rambam, Shalom Tomar, Acha Shalom Yod, Hakim Lechem Elokov, Lomazen Natan Lo Malat Aknama Vekavo. He obviously is not worthy of any covenant, he's a Balmum. He's out of the picture. Al Kain Amar, the Torah says, Vaya Kodesh, Kol Zera Hanich Barahu, Tamim or Balmum. Doesn't make a difference whether he's a Kohen Tamim or he's a Balmum. He still retains the status of a Kohen. Oh, that's exactly the question. So right away, this Arichos is just too much. There's no question it's too much. Rambam is so marach. The question is, what about a Kohen? Okay, he's not Royal Avoda. He'll become Royal Avoda once he becomes of age. But right now, he's not Royal Avoda. But according to the Rambam, if a Balmum is included, so why shouldn't the Kohen be included? This Kashi is yes, Rabbi Kivayga, Nechasinel, you name it. A long list of Achronim who asked this question. On the Magad Avraham, that was the Magad Avraham that we saw there on that page, who indicated that a Kohen would not be able to get an Aliyah if he's the Kohen for Kriyas HaTorah. But the question is, why not? Now, one could perhaps have argued that maybe Yesh Makom L'Chalek between the Kohen and the Balmum, and I can give you not only Svaras I can easily say, but sometimes it's harder to quote Gemaras since I don't know them, but there are Gemaras that would seem to indicate there's Gemara Kedushin, actually, the Gemara has on Daf Nun Gimel, that the Gemara says that Ish Cholek Apilu Balmum, but it could be Ein Hakotn Cholik Apilu Tam. So there are chilukim between Tanim and Balimumim. So it's not so unilaterally assumed as the Rambam seem, as the Achronim seem to assume, that's a unilateral thing, that there's no distinction between the Kotn and Balmum. But right now that's their assumption. Somehow they don't like the Gemara, I assume, that I just referred to. They feel that Gemara is not relevant to this particular topic, namely regarding Kriyas HaTorah, or regarding a Kohen Kriyas HaTorah, they don't see any reason why we should not include that Washington Kohen should not be over here and be involved in this particular issue. So I just want to start, and well, this is the matter I'm going to have right now. What?
Kohen Shoita, would that be any different?
I guess a Shoita, if he's, again, I would tell you honestly.
Is that just a Balmum, or is there any other?
No, Balmum. Balmum is exactly the cost of the Tsukin. The Torah has Tsukin, you get into number one, if the animals of the moon If the person is being makir is a bal mum, then the psukim and chumash are very clear regarding this matter. But I just on this issue, I just want to point out again. If we take a look at this, I think we referred to it a moment ago. What page is this on here? In the Rambam, when he said the chatila, the Rambam mentioned here. We just read it on page 26. That the Rambam says eino b'p'chira koyin. It's just twice. I feel the yamanu lo mishmabehem, and this gets at the issue of mechila. Can a koyin be mochel? The kahuna, can he say, no, I'm mochel? As you mentioned before, the question you raised, he writes twice. Enem b'bchirat ha-koin, apilu yamanu, lo nishmameh. So there's a Vilna Gaon, and the Gaon has the kasha in the Bi'ah Gro, right in that page that has all the Ma'amar Kermes. Take a look at the Bi'ah Gro. It's slightly microscopic print, I apologize. I have this, I'm almost OCD, and I get everything on the same page. my wife says, I got an OCD issue. But anyway, so... conservation of energy, conservation of paper. That's where I come from. Anyway, so the V.R. Grove. That's right. V.R. Grove over here.
32.
You see the V.R. Grove on page 32. 32. Thank you. The Vilna Gaon. But Mike, I can still read it. And I'm a bit senior to you.
That is true.
Anyway, hold up.
Your eyes, your glasses are strong.
I have the thing on the thing.
Start with the wrong group.
I can't read it.
The Gaon has the following kasha in Sinukul Chavchas. Yes, the Gemara in Gittin. So if you remember the Gemara in Gittin, okay, now so we should read that Gemara just so we should be honest over here. On page number 2, the Gaon quotes this Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a Braisa.
Gittin.
The very beginning. In the middle of the page, after the Gemara, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago, and I really didn't fully explicate it as I probably should. After the Gemara quoted the Din, B'kidashka, what's included, the Chaldav Shabikdusha, the Tach Rishon, the Barach Rishon, and the like, the Gemara then says, only Abai the Abesef, Ne Daka Shalom, Daraisi. What are you talking about, Daka Shalom? It's a Din Daraisa, name of the Kidashto, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. Amalei, Daraisa, Ne Daka Shalom. It's really din daraisa, but it's based on what? Daka shalom. Yes, the Gemara, this sounds like a neo Hasidic Gemara. Kol haTorah kula nami daka shalom. The whole Torah is daka shalom. Don't mind that comment. Nichsiv dvachei adachinayim v'chol mishri rasei shalom. That's how the Rambam mentioned end Hilchos Chanukah, but that's a halacha. If I have a hitnakshut between Ner Chanukah and Ner Beso, so the Rambam says one is based on shalom bayis, and therefore that overrides everything else. And then the Rambam quotes. By the way, I think that one of the makaris of that Rambam is this Gemara. The Rambam says, he tells you, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam tells you, Shekol haTorah kulo nitna elasa shalom ba'olam shenema, dvachei adachinoam, v'chol nisim asher shalom. Where did Rambam get such an idea from? Right here. I think that's one of the makaris. I'm not Maran Sa'a Torah, Achayim Kaneski Shlita. He has, there are many from that write makaris of the Rambam. So we'll put that in his sefer if he doesn't have it already. I think this is the marker for this Rambam. But in this Rambam, this Gemara is a strange Gemara. What's the Gemara saying here? First it says, in the Daka Shalom, how can the Mishnah say Daka Shalom? It's a Din Daraisa, possibly Chumash, Rikidashto. Secondly, the Gemara's answer. Yeah, Daraisa, in the Daka Shalom. Thirdly, Kol haTorah kulo Daka Shalom? What? What does Kalayim have to do with Daka Shalom? What does Ribbis have to do with Daka Shalom? What is the Gemara saying here? It's almost inexplicable, the statement of the Gemara. What is it talking about? What do we call it? Okay, so I have a little bit of mahalach. I've been thinking about this for 4 weeks. This line in the Gemara. It's not for now, because I'm not discussing that now. Anyway, so the Gemara goes further.
You got to give it to us. Come on.
No, I can't. I have to try to be focused. That's what my wife keeps telling me every 5 minutes. Anyway, so it says, Omer Abayi. So the Gemara quotes a braisa, l'chedemar. The Tanya, this Bryce is also, this is going to be the subject of the Vilna Gaon, of his comment, where the Gaon basically has difficulty with that Rambam, the Chinuch, that the Kohen can be Mochel. The Gemara quotes the Bryce. The Tanya, Shnai Mamtinon Zel Zel Bekara, it's not like a din in Hilchos Da'acheret, if you will, Shlosha Ein Mamtinon, Habotzeh Hu Poshe Yod Atchila. Now the Gemara said the following. Vimbo Lachlo Kavod the Rabbo, means the Kohen wants to give cover to his Rebbe. Or the Misha Gadol Menu Harshus Biyada. Gemara says very clearly Harshus Biyada. But the Gemara goes on and qualifies that. Omamar Alo, he says on that Alocha Lo Shon El Mesuda. That's only in the context of a meal. Avo Besakneset Lo. You can't do it in a shul. That's the Nitzuy. That was the whole reason for the Takana. Why is that you shouldn't come to Machloket in the context of a shul? So now look back at the Gaon on this page that has all the Ma'amikamah. So the Gaon actually quotes this Gemara I'll, you don't have to read it, so I don't have to show them the stranger eyes. Stranger eyesight, so I'll strain my eyesight. So the Gaon says over here, he quotes this Brisa, and he quotes Rashi, and the Gaon says, he writes, Kemoshi Kosu Begin, the Loka Haramban. He quotes this Brisa, look at the Mar. The Loka Haramban, Mesefer Mitzvah, Shekosu, Shein Yochel Limcho, Shein Nema Vekidashna, Bal Kocho. The Rambam said, as they did Vekidashna, Bal Kocho, he sees from the Gemara very clearly against the Rambam. Horshus Biyodah. If there's someone who's greater, a greater Talmud Chacham, someone should govern menu. So the Rambam, the Gemara says very clearly, okay, not in the shul context, that but Rashi clearly over there, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi learns that b'mokom that that time of asu l'nsuyi is not operative, where it is not relevant. Namely, in the context of a shul, that time is relevant, but where it's not operative, so then muter hakoyin lachol kavod the rabbo or the mishagolim menu because he can be rosh on his kavod, and therefore the maskana of the Gaon is against the Rambam. Not only is the Gaon against the Rambam, but the Gaon also had their other Makarot that are quoted as well in Rishon. Take a look at the Mordechai in the upper left-hand corner. Maybe we'll read the second Mordechai first. The first one, actually, in Tof Aleph. Now, this also is a slightly larger print than the Vilna Gaon, so therefore...
but we can catch you.
Yes, perhaps we can actually even read it. I want to read not the whole thing, but parts of it, if you don't mind. So the beginning, the Mordechai quotes, Eilu Zvam Shalom Nedar Kishalom, Tshuva Taram, Asher Shalt the Mori Harab Asher, Vigdusha Koen, the Toch Rishom, Imar Shut Biyod, the Litev Shut Yisrael, the Baruch of Adam Besuda. Nearly, Shal Shut Biyod. He has the option if he so desires. Kidamashra Sopek and Yizokin, Eilu Dvarm Om and Yadak Shalom, Koen Kori Rishom, Yachra Mori, Yachra Yisrael, Uparach Vigmar and Yadak Shalom, the Raisu, Amar Abayi Lich the Mar. Ad the Masid, the Gmar's Maskoni, and Balach will cover the Rabbo, Alubi Shigol, and Menor Shut Biyod. Yom Amar Allah, Lo Shanu Ela Besuda. Shanu is spelled as, you know, not Shin Nun Vav, but rather Shin Al Nun Vav. Don't get excited about that. Anyway, Lo Shanu Ela Besuda. Al Vitakneset, Lo Dosilin, so you appear Shrashi's Al, Zel Shono. Ablain Likros Pater Vitakneset, Ein Koi Cholikov of the Lady. Velo Lady Lisa, Dolores Sharol in Suya. We don't want a Machloke, the Loma, not a liberation. Vadi Tony, the Masisan Koin Kori Risha, Batura, Menatora, Ben Rasha Lakakov, Lushinosum, Nay, because Daki Shalom. Alma, Hodikom, I circled the Alma. So you see from here, says the Mordechai, that Kohen Kohen Rishon, had the mitzvah of Yisrael, the hakwa of the Kohen Rishon. Aval ikom ha-Kohen, ani mochel ha-Kohen, the Kohen says, I'm mechel, kvodo machu. He's allowed to be mochel on his cover. Kamo ha-Rav, oh, now he comes with the Chiddush. Kamo ha-Rav, shemachal kvodo, the kvodo machu, the oraisa dilehu. Now this is, of course, a reference to a famous Gemara in Kiddush and Abed Zohar. The Gemara points out from Apostle Gintillin. Now the first parak of Tehillim where it says, Kiim b'toras Hashem chetzo, u'v'sarasso yegei yomon v'loyla. Why did it say, Kiim b'toras Hashem chetzo, and then u'v'sarasso yegei yomon v'loyla? First it's toras Hashem, and then it's his. So the Gemara said that it becomes his by virtue of his investment of energy and toil and the like. Initially it's toras Hashem, and then by virtue of the amal shel Torah that a person exhibits, then it becomes his, and the way he presents it, Dilehu, as if he's a bailim, as it were, so to speak, on that Torah. Kolshkin Kayin, Shakahuna Nitnalo Lazaro Ad Olam. Wow. He says, certainly a Kayin that the Kuna was given to him. Bibris Melach. Again, this sounds like a psalat of drushes over here. Dixiv, Vahoy Solo Lazaro Achar Bris Kuhunas Olam. Vechain, the Parshas Korach, Kamapomim Kuhunaschem. Why is the Torah use such a loshin? Kuhunatchem. Like it says, similar to all the, anytime it says Lochem, the Gemara always discusses one of the favorite topics in Shas. Is Miktiv Matzaschem, Agamar and Sukkah, and Lakachim Lachem, when it comes to Lula, Lusfatim Lachem, and all the whole list, the whole series of Lachem. So he says, of course, he's making his own drosha. This is not found in Chazal. But anyway, this drosha of Kuhunatchem sounds like that he's a Biden. Alma, Shakuhun Shalahemi, Volodam in the Melach, exactly what you said before. It's not the same as Melach. Shein Yachal Limcho Al Kvodo, Kiditanu Kilashem Amucha, Mamlech Molochim, Vlai Alucha, wow, wow, he gets a. All Hamalites writ large. But anyway, you see from the Mordechai that he says very clearly, and this would seem to be a hochacha for the Vilna Gaon against the Rambam, against the Chinuch, against all the Rishonim who contend that a Kohen, you see clearly that Mechila helps against what the contention of the Rambam was. Now, furthermore, the Gaon also quotes another Mordechai. There's a second Mordechai in Tafsa Mechal. This Mordechai is very famous. You probably, maybe if you didn't hear of the first Mordechai, or the second one you certainly heard of, it's a well-known, I don't know too many Mordechais, trust me, and this one I know. Again, Hagoyin Moreno, Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Abba, Lichasin Tatzal, I suspect, I don't suspect. He knew every Tesefta and all the Mordechais. And his brother-in-law, Dr. Grach, the brother of Chaim Arukim, Rasa Olesik's son, he's also very into Tosefta and Mordechai. They are Medayik in the Rishonim, as it should be. And so this second Mordechai is more well-known. And you'll see why in a few moments. It's a striking Mordechai that needs a lot of attention. He tells you the din, he quotes, this is, maybe let me just backtrack 1 second in order to give you the background for this Mordechai. Look in the upper right-hand corner of the Shogodach, and it's in the end of Kuf Chav Ches. This is a famous din. I have 9 kohen in my yeshiva. So I try not to let them bring me a cup of water. Yeah. I need a cup of water. Like, but they do it themselves anyway. They bring me cups of water left and right, Baruch Hashem. And, but I don't, I'm afraid to ask them because of this halacha. Also, the Ishtamish Bekoi. Afilu B'man Hazeh. Tahavik Kemol Behegdish. Wow, what a statement. That's called Me'ila. If you use ask a kohen to do something for you, that's an act of Me'ila. Imlo the Machal Kach. Unless he's Mo, he's Michael, that's the Mocha of the Mordechai. I'll read in a second. Now this, that's why we have some Kohanim Degulim that are sitting in our presence right now. I'm also as medactic with them as well in BMTL because I'm mechabed them tremendously. Anyway, they're worthy of kavod. So there's a din hamashamish shukunim bo. Better the Mocha is Yerushalmi. It's not just that the Rambo he coined this halacha. It's a clear Yerushalmi that in Brachas, I think it's in the 8th parak of Brachas. I forgot which halacha is, but anyway, the Yerushalmi that says that hamashamish bekoin moal. So now the question is, and this is what the Mordechai does. Now look at the Mordechai. Over here in Tosam Mechala, the Mordechai says, Ein Kohen Nirza. Tells you a din that regarding the din of a Eved who decides, Zahapti Esadoni, Esishti Esboni, Loi Tzei Chofshi, V'gishu Adonu V'Helokim, V'gishu Ladelo, Zolom Azuza, V'ratza Adonu, V'zozo V'ratzea, V'abadol V'yolom. What about a Kohen? So a Kohen cannot undergo this process of Ritzia. Maisa the coin, and now it goes on. Maisa the coin, Shiratzak Maim Adiyam at a time. There was a coin who was, Yatzak Maim is the language that Chazal used by Elio and Elisha, Dola Shimusha Shotor Yosim Limuda, where he went ahead as Meshamishim. So you have a coin, Shiratzak Maim, Meshamisha bin a time. The Ikshal Talmud, Hoshanin Biushalmi, Hamishamish Bikunam all, what I just mentioned, but the Ramah quotes the Shachanah, then the Kum Chavches. How could you go ahead and you are a coin? You're over on Me'ila. Ve'eshiv lo, ein bohem kedusha b'zman hazeh. They don't have any kedusha. Why? The kamalan, bigdeim aleihem, kunasim aleihem, kedusha aleihem. Ve'ilo lo, they're not wearing big de kohuna. Therefore, they don't have the status of kohanim, the kedusha of a kohen. Therefore, this isra Me'ila is not applicable. Ve'eksha in Cain, okay, that's great. Kol mine kedusha lo levelu. Okay, so then basically, every aspect of kohuna today is no longer, is now passe. Nothing is operative, nothing is relevant. The whole thing, you can take out the entire enterprise of Kohanim and just more or less discard it. B'shosik Rabbi Natan. What did Rabbi Natan respond to this question? Quiet. Doesn't respond, Rabbi Natan. The Heshia of Rabbi Nepeter, now Rabbi Nepeter is not mentioned often. And the question, what the source of him Yeter. Is, what his name is, where it comes from, I'm not right now interested in talking about that. I could talk about it for about an hour. So I investigate this matter, but I'm not interested in this issue okay. Right now. Besha Rabbi Nepet, I'm skipping it. Correct, thank you. The Nehi, the Yeshvan Kedusha, he said, no, Chas V'Shalom to say that there's no Kedusha. The Kohanim today, no, God forbid. But still, Yachol Nimcho. But Mechila is still possible. I mean, in Perakam, the Kedusha. Ein Kohen Nirtza. Why can a Kohen not become a Nirtza? They should not say Balmum. Because the Ritzia, he becomes a Balmum. I think I did say this over, and this is relevant here, that I asked, I mentioned already this a few times, I asked Mori Rabbi, Hagoyin Avraham Lichasin Tatzal, when my daughters were very, very young, and they wanted their ears pierced, to put
gold earrings.
Earrings in their ears. So I thought it was awesome. Pasuk Chumash. Chavala. Lo Yosef. How do you get past the Pasuk Chumash? So I went to ask Avraham Lichasin this question many, many years ago.
They had Nezek in the time of the Chumash. They had Nezek to give to Rivka.
Of course, they had all kinds of things. Rings. But as far as I'm concerned, I have a positive chumash that I have to deal with.
What did he say?
You're right, it says, well, see, but that's my lap. Yeah, all kinds of, that's right, they wore nose rings and all kinds of other things that come out of town. Kind of it's once again coming back into shall we say, into style. Okay, but Mekitsa Nimrats, so okay, I can't discuss that right now, that's another issue. But anyway, so I guess about Nichasin. So he tells me with a straight face the following. I almost didn't believe it. He said, and he told me that, I don't want to imitate Mechatz HaShalom. You know, I like to entertain them. Anyway, same issue. He told me he had exactly the same issue. So he went to Hashem Zalman Oyba. I guess what to do. So Hashem Zalman Oyba tells him, Min of Yerushalayim. So he looks back, what Min of Yerushalayim? Young men have a bris milah, and young women have their ears pierced.
Oh.
So Hashem Zalman Oyba told him. I said to myself, what is going on? So I didn't know what to do. So I asked, I was saying, is he serious? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he said, no, I'm not serious, but Hashem Zalman was. So I don't know if he answered my question. So what's the answer, of course? It's not chavol shalol l'sorech chas v'shalom. It's a tzorech, similar to cosmetic surgery. I mean, all the other tshuvas have cosmetic surgery. The Igros Meish has tshuvas, and there are plenty of, literally, a ream of tshuvas on the issue of cosmetic surgery.
Right.
It's not considered to be chavol at all. It's a tzorech. And probably in the case of women, it's more the tzorech than it is, let's say, for a man, because that's already yesh makom v'chalek l'hadil, maybe no longer. But at one time there was a makom v'chalek. I still think there is a makom v'chalek. The any of dati, because the Gemara doesn't say that ain gever el liyoti. It says by a woman ain isha liyoti. There's several Gemaras in Shas like that, and it doesn't only mean that. Okay, I don't want to go again. I'm trying to avoid being sidetracked. But anyway, I'm going back over here. So he says here that a kohen ain kohen yirtza becomes a balmum v'hashda. So now ask the Mordechai. He says, what's going on? Below Achtama, Tikshi. Hey, Chmati Mishtabi Bey. How the Chlau can the coin be an Eved? The whole concept of Shiva, that's where this concept of Ahapti Asadoni, as Ishi as Bonin comes to the fore, it's not possible. It's not operative. How does that happen? Ha Mishtamish, the coin ball. He can't use a coin. That's only for a Shiva Shavabdus. Ella, Vadai Matsi Mochil. The assumption is that the Mechil is possible. Vilka, Isrik, the time of the Balmum. That's why we need the Tav of Balmum. So this Mordechai, again, as I said, in the name of the Petah, says a Kohen Kivim Baruchel, quotes the Gemara Kedusha Chabalot, and a Kohen Nirtza, and therefore, this by the way, the Gemara has a machloket whether Rabba Moser Lo Shivcha Knadi. That there is a machloket, the Gabi Kohen, I think that's in the Kedusha, I didn't look it up recently, but if I'm not mistaken, that's what the Gemara says over there, the machloket whether Rabba Moser Lo Shivcha Knadi done that. But a Kohen can be in Eved Ivri, and his Rebbe can be mishtamish to them because Yacholim Chol. Neged HaRambam, Neged HaChinuch, Neged that whole slew of Rishonim who say otherwise. This is the Goyin's Kasha. So, Lichora, Yesh, Makom, Lahachin, V'Lachalek, V'Muchachim, Asur Kacha. Ain't Brera. We have no choice, but, and as I said, again, I just want to mention, Crystal, before I just say what I'm going to say, which is obvious. I'm not saying any Chidushin. It's like Aleph's, to be Lefiyah Nivus Daiti. But take a look at the Taz. The Taz is bothered by this question. The Taz in the upper right hand corner. I think this is an even larger print than the Mordechai. Anyway, so I'm improving. I'm getting better. So the Taz here.
The top.
That depends which Shulchan Aruch I use. I have an old Shulchan Aruch that I use it all the time. I can't get away from it. That's why you have this kind of print. I'm sure they have better print today. I apologize for my miscreant behavior. Anyway, so the whatever I have available to me, that's what I use. So the Taz says over here, I'm going to read this Taz. Imlom Bachal Al Kaf. You see the upper right hand corner?
Yeah.
He quotes this. The Mordechai and Ma'aseh B'Kohen Sheyatzak Mayim, and he calls Rabbi Natan, and then Rabbi Natan did react, and he calls Rabbi Peter, and now he writes the Koshali. I don't know if you can see where the Koshali is, which is right where the Kuf Chav Tes is in the Shulchan Aruch, Be'ezet Tfilot Nosim Kapayim, right above that, like a line above that in the Taz. Okay, I skipped the because we just read it. And so the Taz asks the Koshali Hakaymul, and he doesn't understand that the Kiddashto Bal Korchel. Im Nasa Gusha, that's the Gemara Yevamos that we saw, we mentioned earlier. Kohen marries a Isha Psula. So, Kovin also, she Garsha, Kedisa Baisha Rabba. Im Lo Ratsa de Pano, Pirisha Miyasimoto, Bi Yisurim. The Amai, so he says, what's going on? Why can't you say, I'm Michael, I'm my Kedusha, I'm Michael on the Kuna? Like you said, I'm renouncing the Kuna. Like you said, I'm renouncing the whole Kuna ship, I don't want any part of it, so therefore I can do whatever I want. It's a free country, democracy reigns supreme. And therefore, I can do as I wish. I can act as I wish. V'nirali. So now the task comes with the Chiddush Gadol, and he said the following. V'nirali, that time, he said, V'yachol limchol, hu mishum v'yeshlo hana'am bizeh. Why can he be mochel? Because he says he's getting, what he has a certain degree of pleasure. V'lo asra Torah alav midi dehu nichol ebekach. Wow. The Torah did not prohibit an area where he's having pleasure. Im lo b'amesher asra Torah b'feresh alav. Unless the Torah prohibited it directly, but if it's not prohibited directly and he has pleasure, says the Taz, that's permissible. What in heaven's name does that mean? Okay. A mind-boggling statement. What's going on here? And he goes further, Avoshar Dabar lo, Dugma la Dabar. Look at his mashal. It becomes even more unbelievable. We go from, okay. Dugma la Dabar. What's the Dugma? The Mutal lahaniach shoro litlosh asam b'Shabbos. There's a din, there are two dinim when it comes to an animal on Shabbos. One is Mechamer, which is the whole Perek Mishech Shech. The last Perek of Shabbos deals with this issue. Namely, I use an animal as a plow. Oxen that we use Bezman Chazal and also even later as by farmers. There's another Iser, which of course mentioned Chumash, and Ases Hadibras. Lo Sasiko Malacha Ato, Uvincha, Uvitecha, Abducha Lamascha, Bemtecha. So even there's a Dinah Shvisos Ve'ema. An animal has to rest on Shabbos. Says the Taz, let's say the shore wants to go ahead and nibble, graze, eat from the grass on Shabbos. You're allowed to let your shore do that. Avagav, the other Mitzuvah Shvisos Ve'emto. Even though Mechuyev in Shvisos Ve'ema, Mikomakom came to Chsiv Leman Yenuach Shorcho, Ve'ein Zeh Nayich, Im Lo Yenicho Litlo Shasovim. Pilly boy, what is going on here? Here he says, Leman Yenuach. Your shore also has to rest on Shabbos. You know, the Gemara on Shabbos had that story with that, which of the, you probably remember, Yaakov. He sold the animal to the non-Jew.
Non-Jew.
And it's a Mishnah. Mishnah and Shabbos. Yeah. What?
Who's
sold
that?
The animal to the non-Jew. Rabbi Yossi, correct. Wow, what a memory. Shrecha. Anyway, so Abesi, he sold the animal to a non-Jew. The animal formerly never worked on Shabbos, so now the animal continues not to work on Shabbos.
He spoke to him.
He whispered in his ear that, listen, you're no longer in my employ. You're now being employed by a non-Jew, by a guy. Of course, he proceeded to work the animal. 1, 2, 3, no problem.
You're not allowed to sell that.
What was that?
You're not allowed to sell that.
That's a different halacha. The same Gemara. Shalom is a gamkin. Don't worry, they asked that kasha, but that's not my issue right now. It's also not the Zohar issue. Anyway, so here, he says here, the Taz, so since it says, Leman Yanuach, so it would not be a kiyum of that pasuk if the shor would not be able to go ahead and do its grazing and be in a state where it's a state of, how should we say, nectar and ambrosia while it's grazing and nibbling at the grass on Shabbos. Wow. Hachinami said, that's the analogy to our concern, namely, that here, in terms of the kohen, the Torah, again, does not asur directly if it's something that the kohen nicholei has hanor from. And he writes, Vahu kohen shiyatzak man abidatam. So now he takes the Mordechai and now wants to interpret what he said and put it into the Mordechai. Vadi have a nicholei. Shezokh the Sharat HaKodesh. Look at the opportunity to be Misham Shab in the Tam. Ein lecho hanor gdol mizos. This is, I tell you, almost, I would say, I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
It's okay.
Okay. But you get my point. Wow. What is going on here? Unbelievable. So the Shima Shab in the Tam is something that he has hanor from. And then there's no Yisra. So it's not together with Mishamish Rekai Mal, the Yushalmi, in Brachas. And he goes further, the Zui Kiddushasa, on the contrary, that enhances the Kiddusha of the Kohen by virtue of the fact that he can be Mishamish Abinatam. He goes further. So now he's worried about, so Abinatam not respond. He should have responded, should have understood this Yisod. Vinira, the Hodesh Shasak Abinatam, not Mishum Shalom Yoda Lahashin, not because he was, that's Pashit, not because he wasn't able to respond. Ela, Shalom Ratsa Litol Shem Tamachacham Alav. He's not a sufficient Talmud Chacham, the Gor Hador, Rabbi Natan, and he didn't want to, shall we say, put himself in a position, Ki'ilu, you're being Mishamish, the Gor Hador, and I declare myself the Gor Hador. You know, Rabbi Soloveitchik said once, he said, you think that Moshe Feinstein one day had a press conference and declared, I'm the Gor Hador. All questions should be directed to me. That's not exactly what happened. The Rav, it was amazing, there was a New York Times article, they interviewed Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in his innocence, and they asked him, how did you become so popular? So Moshe answered, I actually have, you can get a copy of that Times, someone Google
1974
it.
Or something.
What?
1974 or something.
Mind-boggling.
You can Google that?
So they asked, you can Google it and get a copy. Wow. If you don't believe me,
what
don't trust me.
What's the title?
Rabbi Soloveitchik referred to this piece because he used to read the New York Times, B'Dakanut. Anyway, so Rabbi Moshe was there. Had you become so popular? He said, well, what happened was somebody asked him a Shailen Halacha. So he answered it, and the fellow actually liked the answer. So then he tells another guy, he's chora, and I just met somebody who seems to know how to answer Shalos and Halacha. So he asked him a Shalos and Halacha, and he also answered it. Exactly, it snowballed, exactly. That's how much of
networking.
The New York Times, that's what it was in Yiddish, and they translated it into English, and that's what Moshe assumed. No other reason why, he just snowballed, and Chabad to Chabad Chislei, and this one asked that one, and that one asked that one, and all of a sudden, the people are inundating me with Shalos. I don't understand why, you couldn't understand what I think he said it, Bitmimuto Legami. The Rav also thought so. The Rav thought that was a Moshe. That's my cousin, he said. Which means we were told. Then the other said, I'm not like that.
Rabbi, are these old Kohanim that are moved up that we know 100% that they're Kohanim?
Okay, that's a Suyin Ksuba, son. Chav David, the Gemara has a whole discussion. The Kohen Chazaka, that's a... We don't know. You're 100% right. I mean, the fact that a Kohen Duchens, that gives him stature as a Kohen. And there's even a discussion about the Matas Kohuna. This is a topic I discussed with Rav Shimon Wolf, one of our favorite topics, Rav Mechuna Simon. Anyway, so it's Chayayim Mekeva. Why don't we practice it today? Why don't we give out the Matas Kohuna? Yeah, Mashavel Araya, that's exactly, that's usually the response. It's right. Not on everything.
Now you have the Kohen gene. Right.
What?
The Kohen gene.
The Kohen gene, yeah, we discussed that too. He needs to summit on that Kohen gene. As far as this is concerned, it's like, so some say, yeah, it's exactly the same as DNA. Whoa, I'm not so sure that, is that correct? The Kohen gene is the same as DNA? Baruch Shalom. Baruch Yesh Makom B'chalik. I mean, DNA also, it can be Somichan, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and other poskim are very wary, especially Chassidish poskim don't like anything having to do with this. The poskim that I am familiar with, I'm not so into the Chassidish poskim, so they are Somichan DNA. But yes, I'll say this much, but there could be a difference in the Kohen gene and this. I think yes, Habib Makom Chalek. I've read a lot about it, okay, but that's not my issue. But you're asking well. You're asking, you're right. What?
What are those there to be an evidentiary?
Huh?
You're saying Mela Kolakone evidentiary can
kind of.
Yeah, kind of other liatzmo. You're asking. That's what you're asking from the Gemara. The Gemara said that an Eveknani, I mean, Imcha b'Machol, Imcha b'Mishne. That's probably the way the Rambam describes how you have to treat an evidentiary. Wow, you treat him royally. You have aristocratic soup. You have to give him aristocratic soup. So there is hanor. There is a degree of hanor, I would say there. But anyway, he said the Taz at the end that the reason why Rabbi Tam did not want to because he was apparently a little bit taken aback that he should consider him to be the gal hador mitoch hanover mitoch ambisonuso. Then he writes further. Kiryashcha. He quotes a similar svara Rabbi Tam and he says neshech. Okay, I'm not going to go through that Gemara, and there also Rabbi Natan, Rabino, Lo Ratzel Litzel Hashem, Lassasot Tavachochem, Ulefize. I'm not reading the wide lines in the Taz. Ulefize, Kol Zman Chain, Lekoyin Hanom, Masha Oseh, Melacha Bacherim, Nira Shasa Lishamishro. Avi Kemal the English, I've got the Machol. This is the klal he says. Wow, what a klal! Mind-boggling. To me, it's mind-boggling. Now, I don't know. Yaakov, you seem to be in agreement with that.
The first distinction is the Rambam says the Rosh HaKedusha.
Correct.
So anything that's not the Rosh HaKedusha, of course, it can be Mochel. Not the Rambam.
Okay, that's
therefore,
correct.
Therefore, being an Eved and the Shema stuff.
The Kedusha. Boch Shekivan to the Daitim. Kachadi, Hashavdi Gamke. So I don't understand exactly the Gedder Advarm. He's like, now I understand what he's saying. But as you said correctly, Dom Shekedusha, that's the issue here. And he writes at the end, he quotes the Levush, the Tzivik Kidashto, Yatom Mitzuvah Lakdisho. Abuhu ain't a mitzvah shiyatzvik atzvah b'kedusha. I mean, the din, it devolves upon you. But the Kohen himself has the ability to somehow, if he wishes, to disabuse himself of this kavod that I am obligated to provide with the Kohen. They say, Vein zenachon klal, v'adrava kamu kidashna. Hashem kasati nira hiko. So he likes what he said in the Taz, even though it seems to be somewhat difficult.
Beautiful.
What?
I think the Levush is also beautiful, no?
Now, the Levush said he's mechale between our obligation.
It's our obligation. Kiddushto is for us, not for him.
Okay. That's what
the verse says, no, because we are kofah him. If he marries one person,
we're kofah him, though.
Right.
Because he can't be.
No, but it's on us. That's the obligation. I hear that. The second part I hear a little bit better than the first part. But I just want to perhaps now make a suggestion, and it's true I have it's a bit of chutzpah on my part to make a suggestion to be miyashiv this matter, but I want to make a suggestion, and it's going to be based on the Biskolov. Now this I can't go through the entire Biskolov, but I'll try to just summarize it. The famous Chiddush HaGriz, our salvation quoted this many times in Biskolov, but I want to extrapolate from here to this issue as well, and that's what my interest in this matter. If you look at the Chiddush HaGriz, I'll just read the actual halacha in the Rambam. He basically talks about a famous din, Harav Muvok. Again, I just translate Rav Muvok Hayadua. The definition of Rav Muvok in classical halachic tradition is Mi Sherov Torato Himenu. Now, the question is how you interpret that line. So, is there a concept of Rav Muvok today? Mm-hmm. I think the Achronim say today that the Svarim that we read, that's Rav Muvok. Because who has a Rav Muvok? I thought Rav Muvok always meant I learned with the Rebbe for 25 years. So he's my Rav Muvok. I would imagine, I guess once going to Baruch Sintatzal, who is his Rav Muvok? So he could understand the questions. But yes, Makom Mistapek? Of course, Mashmer is my Rabbi Mokhach. That's what he told me. He didn't understand the whole question. So I said to him, did he actually learn from Mashmer Rob Taroso? So he didn't really answer the question.
What?
Correct. I'm coming to that. Yeah. So that's what he told me. My father-in-law held differently. Not what you're saying, which is the classic approach in Achronim, but a Rebbe who gives you a Derech Hanani, and a Rebbe who also gives you a Velchang, how to approach life and the exigencies of life, and in general how you approach issues and problems. That's called a Rab Mubak. And then I asked him, because I continued to pursue the matter, and I said to him, in terms of, let's say, Masechtot, so then he starts counting all the Masechtot that he learned about salvation, which is basically three quarters of Shas. So, I mean, I understood very well that there's a Rav Taroso in Meno, and Shum something, Mishneh Asnodim, but the wrong definition, or his definition. But I'll say the following. I think the Rav's definition is very original. I think it's a correct definition. Who am I to say that? But I think that that's the way I mean, you can have, let's say, a Rebbe. He was just Nifter, Rabbi Milinowitz, the Rav in Beis Tfila. You probably didn't know him, those on the other side. Yeah, he was the Orech Rashi of Shadenstein, correct. All Babi Yerushalmi went to his hands. And so many years ago. Anyway, so I know him before then, but I didn't have discussions with him before then. Who was his Rav Muvok? He learned by Rav Abba Berman, who's a Mechudin of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Twersky, Zatzal Hashem Yikom Domo, was a son-in-law of Rav Abba Berman. He had yeshiva in Far Rockaway, that's in the United States, Atot Abrit. And then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, came here, he had a small yeshiva, and Rabbi Milinowitz, Zatzal, they spoke about it, that the Hespedim they were given last week, a week ago, on Motzash, that he wanted to learn Rav Abba Berman. He was probably you could say a real brisker in many, many respects. Ian. His name yeshiva was Ian HaTalmud. That was the name of his yeshiva. He owned under Ian. Didn't understand this whole Bikiyas business and Afyemi business. It was not, he learned about the Dolly Yisrael, so everything was Ian. Okay, he happened to know Kolato Kula B'Ian. So that's not bad. Anyway, that's a good thing. That's the way it should be. The Chatila. Okay, it's not always possible. Whatever the case is, anyway, so I asked him, who's your main Rebbe? So he told me, Rabbi Mendel Kaplan. There was a very famous person in Philadelphia, yeshiva, he came from Europe, and he became a Rebbe in Philadelphia yeshiva, Rabbi Kamenetsky and Rabbi Tzvei, a very well-known yeshiva, a very well-known high school. They also, by the way, that school, they're very into high-level secular studies. One of the few yeshivas, I think, that are into that, which is not a bad thing. You want to get panosa, I think it's good to be a proper doctor and not do surgery properly. Anyway, so he had a Rebbe, Rav Mendel Kaplan. He was an extraordinary Ilui, but he came to America. Clearly, he was a foreigner and had to adjust and acclimate, and he acclimated unbelievably. He learned quickly that he has to change his whole strategy and approaches to Talmidim. And there are several people who had him, but he was a takif, a very strong person in his mahalach, but also in terms of giving an approach to learning a piece of Gemara in high school. This is in high school already. And so that was his main Rebbe. So I say that because in terms of the Rambam has here, Harava Mubak Shabbat Salim Chal Klodo, B'chol Adwar Me'elo B'yachad Me'em B'chol Talmidim, Arshus B'yodo. A Rav Mubak can be Mokha on his Kavi. Now it's strange why the Rambam says, we mentioned the Gemara earlier. Mm-hmm. It was quoted already by the Mordechai. Rav Shemach al Kvodo, Kvodo Mochu. He has the right. He's a Bailin to go ahead and be Mochu on his Kavi. But why does the Rambam say Rav Mubach? Should have said Rav Shemach al Kvodo, Kvodo Mochu. Why did after Rav Mubach? So now the Brisklov goes on.
Didn't the Gemara in Kedushin say the exact opposite? It said exactly the opposite. Rebbe, it says that Kvodo Shemach al Kvodo Mochu.
No, but he said only by Melech. Ain't Kvodo Machul because of Melech.
But it's not his Torah. It's not his.
No. That's what we just said before. We mentioned this at the Gemara of the Zohar Kedushin. It says initially it's Torah Hashem, and then Torah So becomes his by working and toiling and being diligent becomes his, and now he's a Bible, and maybe he can be Machul. That's the assumption. But the Rambam said Rav Mubach. This is why he said, why Rav Mubach? So the Brisklov, he goes on. I'll read the first paragraph a little bit so you get just a feel of what he's talking about. Vanir Lom was said, Dine Shte Mitzotain. Choda Din Kabaru Mora. That is many places. There's a din of Kavod Harav and Mora Harav. And he quotes the Rambam also in Perakei. Shem Sha'odim Mitzuved L'chod Ovid V'Yiroso. Kachachai L'chod Rabba V'Yiroso. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam has all the din of Kavod and Mora. And then he quotes the Mokar from a famous Tesis Baba Kamal of Mamalok. It's Hashem Elokech Atira, the Rabba Samech Hachamim. And it goes on Rav Mubak. Or let's say Gol Ador or Rav Mubak. There's a din of Kavod and Mora. Shetam B'chid Rav. Ulam B'sefer Mitzis. The Rambam includes this mitzvah in what? in the midst of Vardat Ben Ezokin. He quotes the Sifra, the Sefer, and he indicates that, which is very striking, Vardat Ben Ezokin, we know this is applies, we are familiar, Lo Omi Bim Komo, Lo Mdav Bim Komo, Mora. What's the difference between Kibud and Mora? The Gemara says, that's about father and mother. By Ove, Kibud means Lachilo, Lashkoto, Lachniso, Lotio, and Mora refers to Listo, Dvarav, Lo Yamod Bim Komo, Lo Yashib Bim Komo. So here the Rambam, with Tesef, he quotes from this, under Hidur, Lo Soter, Lo Medaber, etc. Hari Lahedja, the Bahach Vadat, the Bnei Zokin, Nema Gem Din Chiv, Kibud and Mora, Shatam Lachil the Rambam. And then he said further, you have the Pasuk Vadat, Bnei Zokin, a seven mitzvah. So he writes, therefore, and now he has a diuk, which is, I think, a tremendous diuk. He's medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam says in Perevav, I circled it, Kol Tavachocha Mitzvah Lahadva. The Abba Bishenu Rabbo, Shenem, and they say, we're talking about Abba Nezokin, Zokin Zeshekon HaChochma. So that's every Tavachochem, the mitzvah of being Mahadir in the covenant of Tavachochem. Hare, the mitzvah Zuh Shalhidu Enu Al Rabbo Davka, Raki Mitzvah, Nem, Al Kol Tavachochem. Rambam says, Kol Tavachochem. That's the language of Rambam. Bidin Mitzvah Zuh, Hibe Kima, Sheesh Bahidu, you have to get up a little bit, crossing Mar Kedushin. So he said there are two separate mitzvahs. This is what I want to get to. One is a mitzvah of Kavod Umorah, Shetam Mechuyi Bahem, Davka LeRabo. And a second mitzvah of Hidur, Hanuhegel B'chol Tavachachem. And now he goes on to prove this. One is a mitzvah of Kavod and Morah, that there's a Chiyuv, and then there's a second mitzvah of Hidur, Hanuhegel B'chol Tavachachem. So basically what the Briskov is going to say here, that when he paskin, that a Rab Muvah, Kibi Mochel, on Kavod, and that's possible, but the mitzvah of Hidur, he goes on to say, and this is what is really the second and the page afterwards, where he proves, look on page number 2, on the second page of this Pesach, I'm skipping this other part of it, but he writes over here, he quotes the Gemara, of Yesilah, Afil Harav, Shemachal, Grodo, Grodo, Mokul. Gemara says, Kasha, that Eini, it's not true, Barav, Mashki, Behilula, and the Gemara says, Dalit Kasa, he was pouring a coast, again, a great Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says that the Lokom and Mikamei, and the two people didn't get up for him, he got angry. Abba became Hidur Mevid Lo Yiboi. Rashi says that you have to do a little bit of Hidur, it means Lanu Amat, you have to move a little bit. Ki the road salam miponav, Vavua Medivir Rashi, Denochai Bekima Mamish, the Iker Chiv of Hidur Poka came Shemocha. Once the person is Mechal, so the Iker Chiv of Hidur is gone. However, as he's going to point out, that there's still an element of Hidur that's still relevant. Means he wants to say, and take a look at the, I boxed out a bit in the middle there. He's the Dirak Lash and Amim. See what I'm reading? The Gabi Achiv, the Kavod Umara, Shetam Lechuy, the Rabbi, Noka Lishta, the Chiyuva. Kachu Chaya, the Chuy, Rabbi Yerosa. The Gabi Din Hidor, he says Mitzvah, called Tamachocha Mitzvah Lahadro. So the Mitzvah Arts and Midai, between the two distinctions, between the two Lashonos, that only by a Rab Muvah can you be Mochel on the Kavod of a Rab Muvah. However, the Mitzvah of Hidor, that's relevant to every Tamachocha, that there's no Mechila. And he has a lot of Diukim. I can't read all the Diukim he reading because he, again, trying to point out, there's a distinction between a chiyuv of kavod and mora that I'm chayv to my Rebbe, and hidur is what he calls mitzvah. He writes a little bit after I circled it. Mitzvah de ramya kakafta de gavra lahader chacham muskenim. It's not a chiyuv that I'm a chiyuv, but rather it's a the status of the person. In effect, automatically that devolves upon me an obligation lahader, as he says chacham muskenim. And basically, the whole machloket. Whether Rav Shemachal Kvodo, the Gemara is a Machlokit, Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machlok, Lein Kvodo Machlok. So he said, the Briskalov, that that entire Machlokit essentially is only the Gabi, the Chiyuv of Kavod, Shenoig Barabo. That, which is the Chiyuv, that the Talmud Mechila the Rabbo, there's a Machlokit, is there Mechila, is there no Mechila, the Gabi that. However, the Gabi, the Mitzvah of Hidur, which is Noig Bechol Talmud Chacham, there's no possibility of Mechila whatsoever. That's a din, like any Mitzvah, as he said, Lahader, Skenim, Bekima, Sheesh Bahidur. That's not totally on me. I'm not the bible of that. That's something which is an objective, how shall we call it? An objective obligation of Hidur that exists, irrespective of whether... What was that?
Who it is? It's a chobah on me.
No, it's a chobah on me.
No relationship.
Chobah shemutel talai, lahader tamu chocham, and that's between that and the other obligation which he says, which the Rambam, he's the Daik Lashon Rambam, and that's what he writes here. I think it's very meduic when the Rambam says that by kavod, and Mora, Shetam Mechui the Rabbo, Kachu Chai Bechvod Rabbo, but you're also similar to a father. Mashen came when it comes to, as Briskov says, when it comes to the din of Hidur, there he only writes, Kol Tam Mechachem Mitzvah Lahadro. It doesn't say Chiyav Lahadro, but rather he says Mitzvah Lahadro. So now.
What's the difference between Kavod and Hidur?
The distinction between them. Hidur is, as he said, he calls it Kima Sheeshva Hidur. What's the din of Kima Sheeshva Hidur? I mean, Kavod and Mora, is basically the way we understand it by a father and a mother. Kavod means, as I said, la'achilo, la'ashkoso, la'otzio, la'achniso. Mora means lo yistor stavarov, lo yeshiv mkomo. Some people are very, very medactic. I saw that the Avraham Lichtenstein, wow. I saw he was so medactic on the Kavod he gave to Rav Soloveitchik. It was his father-in-law. Okay, I asked him once about that. He told me he's my father. I said, what does that mean? A Gemara. Of course, he had right away Gemaras. He had a father-in-law like a father. And the same thing applies to the father, applies to the father-in-law. Anyway, so he was exceptionally medactic. And there were a few situations where he was in the same room saying a shiur who never sit in the seat of his father-in-law. I mean, never. He told me he can't argue with his father-in-law. I said, why not? I said, he says sometimes things that I think are a little bit, I told him, out of the box. He asked me, what does that mean, out of the box? What's the nature of that expression? I mean, well, the whole discussion was called out of the box. Anyway, but the Kitzur Nimratz, he was exceptionally careful in terms of that. But Hidur is a din of Kima. They're supposed to get up a little bit.
Beautiful.
Sheish, that's what I would say. That's the feeling, I think, partially between Hidur and the other Chiyuvim. So I would say the following again, that based on this distinction, I thought there's also Yesh Lechalek regarding the whole issue that we've been discussing here the entire time. Namely, that undoubtedly the Isur of a Kohen to become Tommy the Mason, or the Isur of a Kohen to marry women that he's not permitted to marry, as the Pasuk says, a Grusha, Isha Zanu Halol, Yikochu, Risha Grusha Meshal, Yikochu, that's part of the Etzem Kedushat Kehuna. Asul the Kohen, the Chalel, Kedushat Kehunato. Is that allowed? It's a din which is Ravya Kakafta the Gabra, a Kohen, the Chiyun that he has, that he cannot. That's a din, shall we say, like any mitzvah, the Kedashto, Afil Bal Kochu. There's no concept of Bisho, the Kachra Bal Kochu, where the Gemara says in Yevamos, that's what the Gemara says, Vena Rotze, the Pano, we go and force him, we miyasa him, we yisur him, in order that he should be Mekayim that din. Masha Enkein, I'll say this din that Gemara says here in Gittin, Anun Tes, the Kedashto, the Chol Dovish, the Rigdusha, the Tach Rishon, the Rach Rishon, the Tomal Yavar Rishon, that would say that is fundamentally a din that's upon us, that we have to be mocked in, we have to show cover to the Kohen, we have to show that he's moved out, that he's separate from everyone else, the Chol Dovish Rigdusha, where the Mordechai says, it seems to me that there, the din of Mechila is certainly operative and certainly applicable. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. Yesh Mokom L'Fiyan Yudad L'Chalek, between these two elements. One is something which, again, I don't know if it's comparable 100% to the analogy of the Brisk Ha'ar, but I just wanted to extrapolate from there to show the idea that there are two different concepts. And here also I would like to think that there are two different concepts. One I'll call a Chiyav, one I'll call a Mitzvah, one is upon us, one is upon the Kohen. I mean, there are the Yesh Makom B'Chalek. Now, what you're listening to, what's the machlokes between, let's say, Rabbi Nepeta here and the Mordechai and the Gra, that they don't darshan the Kiddushah, even Bal Korcho, the Gabadina Kedima, they hold Mechila helps. And the Magad Avraham said that the Din of Kiddushah, the Chodosh of Kiddushah, is totally the Din of Avoda, Lechem El Kechel Makri, where the Ram and the Chinuch also write like that. So, Kohen is not a Bal Avoda, there's no Din of Kiddushah. And the question on Rabbi Natam that the Mordechai also quotes over here, Bisman Shein Bigdeim Aleim, there's no Din covered. There's a concept of Mechila, Mishama Shekuna Lo Moal, but certainly, as far as the Etzem Kedusha of a Kohen regarding the Tami the Mason, and regarding the Isur of marrying women that are Psulot, there I would say, Mephiyah Nizdaiti, it seems to me that there, that's a din which is also the Chalwa, as I said before, Kedusha Shekuna Lo Moal. Now, I think there is such a distinction. But I think there is, I'm just saying, Alpisvara, such a distinction, and I took it from that Brisk Ha'ar. Now, I found really amazing. So I've been looking at this matter for 3 weeks since the last year, and then in the course of looking around, I found the Meshech Chochma discussed this issue. And I don't really know all the Meshech Chochma so well, but here and there I'm familiar with it because he gave it to me, Rabbi Kupman Zatzal, gave me the Sefer, 3 volumes, but tonight that I learned it. So he didn't say I have to learn all of it. I learned it. Okay, so I was with Daikin Hazloshin anyway, so I didn't learn all of it. And this one he has on the Kiddushto, a slightly different distinction. He asked this question, the same issue. He quotes the Rambam, I think I quoted this Rambam over here somewhere in Klei HaMikdash. I don't remember where it is now, but I did quote it. He'll quote Klei HaMikdash, probably on this page. Take a look in Klei HaMikdash on this page with all the Rambam Kamot. Yes, Rambam says here in Klei HaMikdash, you see at the bottom lower right hand corner, he tells you that Chayim Kohen Gadol Linho Kavah Ba'atzmo. Oh, this is also based on a Tesefet Sanhedrin that we'll read in 1 second. V'lo yokel ba'atzmo im shar ha'om lo yir oto arom lo bet ha'merchaz lo bet ha'kisei lo kshem istaper shenim ha'kohen ha'gol ha'echav melamit shenog in bo gedul yisera rotza hu she'ichatzu ha'cher nima or shut b'yodo. Now look at the Tesefet, which is right above Below that goes my money. You see the left-hand column? This is based on a Tesept in Sanhedrin. The ain't Roman also Oro. Look, Shum is Tapa. Look, it's America. The Roman takes it from here. Shenem v'akoyen ha-gol dem echav ha-shitzak ha-rosho. Shirech v'akoyen im nogi bo gedula. Im rotsa ha-shicha tzachem nima roshut b'yodo. Rabbi Omer, im yirtza l'hog bat b'zayon b'atzmo, ain't shom lo. Gidash lo al-korcho. L'chol ha-tanoim. That one Tana says, no, he can't do it. He's not allowed. So the Meshachochu comes along and he wants to make a chiluk. He says that the Ram over here in Klei Abidush I just referred to, that a Kohen who is ready to be Mochel on his own cover can do so. And that's Tesept as well as Sanhedrin. So the problem, of course, is in Sefer Mitzvah, the Ram and Paskin, that there's no Mechila. He said by Kohen Hedrin.
But different issues.
Oh, so what's the difference? So,
the other one is Devar Shev Kedusha.
Exactly. So that's one chiluk. An obvious
chiluk. Another chiluk is it's not Mechila there.
No, well, okay, there are three possible chilukim. Yeah. One chiluk is what David said. That's there is a din of Davshe B'Kedusha. That's not what we're talking about here. Item one. Item two, that's not what he said. He suggests another answer. He suggests that the Rambam has been talking about what he says here in the page 26 by that coin that there's no katsu in Mechila. He's talking there about the Kiddashto, Baal Karcho, by Kohen Hedjet. However, here we're talking about a Kohen Gadol. It's a separate aloha. I like that chiluk a lot. Right. Kohen Gadol, he said that is a Tosefet Kavod. That's a higher Gadleu Mishalechol, even very above important. The regular Kohen Medyotim. So then, Gadleu Mishalechol, there's a concept of a chiluk that is relevant. What was the third chiluk that was said over here? Mainly, what did you say?
I'm just saying, the Rambam in Lamed Beis is talking about Afilu Yimanu Lo Nishmame.
Correct.
That's not a chiluk.
Ella, Mazen?
That's a separate thing. That's someone saying Yeshin. He's saying, I don't want it to be Chal. In other words, he
but
has
he repeats
that
it again, the second time.
He also said it the second time.
Ain't Bibchirat Kohanim. That language, remember that?
Towards the end, they're looking for it now.
It's right in the middle. In the middle of the page, he says, there ain't no Bibchirat Kohen.
Right, it's not a choice.
So
it's not that it's Mechila. It's like the Mamzen Kohen. We don't even ask him.
Excellent. So I like that Chiluk also. I think there are three Chiluk in here. To be made between the two. Okay, what I said, I just simply suggested that perhaps there's a makom to the mechal between two areas of the kiddushah. One relating to isurei psule, noshim mikahuna, marrying, etc., and the other, or tumah lemesim, etc., and the other is the gemara and gittin on that new test. Okay, the sakei, mashavanu era. I'll try to do it briefly. So essentially what we discussed here was besides reviewing what we said 2 weeks ago in the shiur, more or less, which really dealt with the four psukim and each of these limudim, and also number two we pointed out the kiddushto. There's a tesis that claims that smach the ba'alma, but really it seems to be a din d'oraisa. And then we started the kasha with the Magad Avram. Magad Avram said that a Kohen is not, a Kohen Kohen cannot somehow be involved in Kriyas HaTorah. And this is the question that the Rav Kileg and the Chaschinuch ask on this Magad Avram. It would seem to be against the Rambam. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvah, Lamed Beis, that you have to elevate a Kohen, you have to give him stature and Gadayu and all that. And that would seem to be the Rambam includes Bali Mumin. So Bali Mumin included, why can a Kohen be included? Even though, as I said, Yesh Makom Mechalik Ben Covenant of Baal Mum, but still it would seem that it should be offhand in the same kind of category, the two. So this led us to then the next discussion, which was over here, namely the issue of Mechila. Is there a possibility of Mechila? So here we have what seems to be a clear statement of the Rambam. The Chinuch Rashi just cites the Rambam. Mostly he more or less quotes the Rambam, almost verbatim, that the Rambam says that Kohen cannot be Mochel, it's not in his Mechila. And the Vilna Gaon, the Bi'ah Gro here, asks it's against the Gemara in Gittin, on the test. The Gemara says that, in Bo Lachlo, cover the Rabbah, the Mishagol, the Menor, Shus B'Yodo. He can be Mocha. What's the problem? Why can't he be Mocha? The issue is only in Bet HaKneset. The Osi Lentzuye. The problem there is that it might come to Machlo, we want to avoid, like Rashi said, in the Testament Al. And, but essentially, the Mordechai also said this, and that's what the Gaon quotes, two Mordechais. Because one Mordechai in Tuf Samach, what number is it? Tuf Samach Aleph over here. And the Mordechai, also in Tuf Aleph, says, Roshus B'yado, that the Kohen says, I'm Ochel, he has the right to be Ochel. Why? Because the Kahuna is his. He's a Bailin on the Kahuna. Just a Chaga, when I got married, so I said, Divrei Torah, at every one of my Sheher Brachas. My wife, Shlita, felt we should have Sheher Brachas every day. I wasn't sure there's a Chiyah, but anyway, when you're young, you like to have parties all day, so why not? But to me, the party's just a chetim said the same word in return. Anyway, so the so I said the following. This is a fair number of years ago, Rabbi Brandfeld, but I still remember I discussed this issue. And then I told this over Also, that time, because he was at Machasana, Rabban Lechasid Tzatzal, okay, you'll see his reaction in a moment, but I was a young man, I still am a young man, Baruch Hashem. So the Rashi says on the Pasuk of, it says, I have to ask Dr. Barak Shlita. But in the context, what comes before, it says, Lo yavor batzavar, lo yavor lechadavar, naki yad beito shalachad, v'simach d'shtar shalachad. So I spoke about two things at that Shevach, the first. I can tell you all the others as well. But the first one, I discussed the issue of whether there's a chiv of simcha only 1 year. So luckily I was noted to think otherwise. Because that's a question how you read the pasuk. There it says, but it says, it's a pasuk shein lo hechreya. The trup, though, actually is really the proof to the proof lies in the pudding being the trup. So it says, Naki yele beito shara achat. It says, Naki yele beito shara achat. I think that's the trup. The simach of the shara shara achat. So what does that mean? So where does it say on the shana achat? What trup is there on the Tami Amikro? What's the Tami Amikro? On the shana achat. Naki yele beito shara achat. There's a pause. The simach of the shara shara achat. Kol yimei chayecha. Or no, do you read the pasuk? Naki yele beito. And then Shana Achad, Bishimach Dizra, Shana Achad. So there are young men who read it. Obviously, only 1 year, my Bechuya, I have to show Mishon, I can do whatever I want.
There you go.
Chas v'sholom, Chas v'sholom. Anyway, so, good. That was one thing I discussed. And the second I spoke about was the Rashi quotes, he said, there's a Talmud, there's a very striking Rashi over there. I assume you're all familiar with that. I'm sure you are. Rashi in Dvarim.
Dvarim, by Kisei speech.
Yeah, thank you. But the other part he said, Rashi quotes the Targum. And there's a striking Targum. Because the Targum, the question is, how do you read this pasuk that says here, "V'simach et ishto shalom v'yachde yos itze dinasav"? Says Rashi, "Yisamach et ishto v'targumo v'yachde yos itze." Now, the Targum v'yachde im itze toehu. If you say "V'simach im ishto," which is the Targum Yonasan, by the way, that's how he translates it. That's a mistake. She'ain the Targum shel v'simach elo shel v'somach. So there are two readings. One is to read "V'simach im ishto." So I said, what are these two readings tell you on? Who's the Bailam on this Simcha? Is it possible to have Mechila on this Simcha? That's what I said 46 years ago. Anyway, who's the Bailam on this Simcha? Am I the Bailam on this Simcha? Or is she the Bailam on this Simcha? That's what I thought was telling on these 2 days. So that's what the Rishonim here are talking about. They're talking about, he brings a ride, the Mordechai from Kuhunaschem, that he's the Bailam on that Simcha. So that's what he says over here. If he's the Bailam on that Simcha, so obviously, then it's in his hands, he can be Baruchel, if he so desires. The Lashon of the Mordechai is, Doraisa Dileilu. Kolshken Kahuna, Shednit Dolo Zaralelu Bebris Melach. You know, I don't think the Rai is Mukhach at all, with all due respect. I guess maybe I'm being too brisk over here, but I don't, but they were trying to bring it.
What is a Bris Melach? What do you mean?
That the Ramban talks about. What the Bris Melach is. I mean, the simple shot is what?
Everlasting. Everlasting.
No, that's a kol kavod v'takum melach. That's what people have solved. There's a tesis in Brachas, in case of Mavrochim, about this. What exactly the Bris Melach? Take a look at the Ramban.
Pinchas.
We discussed the Pinchas, correct. And, but what does that mean with Bris Melach, though? That's a Bris with Pinchas. Ha'isolo za'ach ha'bris kunas oilam. Ech ze kashur the Bris Melach. I mean, he's saying, David, that just as that is ki'ilu, hunzach. It's something which became eternal. So he also that the Brit Melach means Melach is something which is what do they say? Melach Haaretz, salt of the earth, means something that is
preserved.
Correct. Preserve the last so the Ramban seems to say a pshat like that, but you connected very nicely to Pinchas. Anyway, the point here, the Mordechai is that it's not the same as Melach. Melach is not he's not a Bible. Amam lichmalachim v'lam alucha belongs to Hashem is Baruch. It's not his. It's not within his purview to go ahead and be Melach or not be Melach.
Right.
So the Goyim quoted all this against the Rambam and the Chinuch. You can be Marichal. So that's the question that we raise, and also the other Mordechai with Bigdei Malayim, Tishasa Malayim, back and forth, however, the two different approaches that I mentioned, the Mordechai, Rabbi Peter, so the Kohen can be Marichal. That's the issue of Nirza. Anyway, so then at the end of this, we just say, Yesh Lechalik between either one of three ways, or maybe one of four ways. I mean, the Arsameach himself, the Shachorim, is the Chilik between the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. I like that a lot. I think the din of Mechil only applies to Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol is just a Tosevet. Or you could say what I say. I see no one seems to like that. B'seder Gamor, Gamkein. Namely, Yesh Makom B'chal Bein, the din of Iser, Noshim, the apostle to marry this Kohen, as opposed to the din of Kiddush, or the din of Kibbudim. And then was mentioned over here, that Ram talks about Ram Shem Dusha. Huh? That's Poshet. It's 1,000% correct. To me, Levi Ani is Daiti. Mashenkin here. Yesh, I know, fourth Chilik, what you said, maybe the Ram is not talking about Mechilah. Maybe he's discussing the Lashon of Yemanu and Ein Bechira B'Kohanim as opposed to Mechila. That would be the Chiluk of the two. Okay, I'm sorry.
What about the meaning of Seudah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the close to this is a puzzle. Right, because you don't want it to be.